WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station voters most likely won't be considering a new indoor aquatic center this November. At the end of last night's joint meeting of the school board and city council, there was agreement to keep talking. Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney floated the idea of building an outdoor pool with bond money, then enclosing it with funds from the hotel occupancy tax.
We have one huge development in South College Station that doesn't have a pool. Do you want your kids to be the urban kids where we have to, where they go out and open up a fire hydrant and are dancing in the streets in the middle of the summer?
None of the four council members present suggested the city share in the $30 million construction cost, and Superintendent Eddie Coulson says it won't be recommended when the school board meets next week. Exactly 1 year after Constable Brian Bachman was killed while on duty, friends gathered yesterday morning at the park renamed in his honor. The celebration began with Bachman's parents receiving his Medal of Honor and finished after Bachman's sister, Rebecca Davis, thanked the community on his behalf.
I want to thank you for taking care of my son, Sam and Colby. I want to thank you for taking care of my daughters, Amanda and Caitlin. I want to thank you for taking care of my parents, Brad and Carmen Bachman. Finally, I want to thank you with all of my heart for taking care of Donna.
Davis orchestrated a balloon release asking participants to cheer, pray, and remember him. Meanwhile, Pastor Tommy Myrick of Christ United Methodist Church said Bachman's life should inspire others to look for people's needs and meet them.
Most times you think a police officer is going out and looking for people to write speeding tickets to or people to put in jail. But Brian was always looking for somebody to help, and he would call me constantly. Over here on this road, there's somebody who needs some food. Over here on this road, there's somebody who needs a wheelchair ramp.
Myrick thanked God for healing, but prayed for continued healing in the community. Tomorrow morning, A&M officials will be in Fort Worth to make the formal announcement of the purchase of the law school at Texas Wesleyan.
During last Thursday's Board of Regents meeting, Chancellor John Sharp thanked President Bowen Lofton for how he handled negotiations.
If you all remember, the original agreement of the law school is we had to use Texas Wesleyan's name. We were going to lease from them a building at really kind of exorbitant rent for 40 years. There is no name on there but Texas A&M University School of Law. We own the building. We own the 7 acres downtown.
The transaction was closed Monday. No purchase price was announced. The regents met yesterday by conference call and approved the budget starting September 1st for the system's 19 schools and agencies as originally proposed. The unanimous motion also called for a debt management plan to be a part of the fiscal year 2015 budget, something the chancellor says will be easy to do.
But I think they wanted a concise format, the kind of things that we take to Wall Street, the kind of format that so the regents can see the detail that we prepare for Wall Street.
The budget's totaling nearly $4 billion does not include holding back 5% from each organization. That was a suggestion made last week that resulted in postponing action until yesterday. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They have the food, but the Brazos Valley Food Bank needs the money to get it to those who need it. And tomorrow marks the food bank's 20th annual Feast of Caring, which Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says generates money for operations.
Your food is served to you by different community leaders, so it's a very relaxed atmosphere. The tables are set up so that they're not round, they're long, and so it's picnic style, and so you're sitting definitely next to people possibly you know or don't know. It's very festive. And you get to interact with community leaders wearing an apron, which is always an interesting concept, so you can kind of tease them if you like.
Serving is tomorrow from 11 until 1:30 at the Brazos Center. The food bank distributes 3 million pounds to 50,000 individuals in their 6-county region each year. And the legislature took time out from water and abortion to pass a law that will affect every Texan who goes to the doctor or to the pharmacy. The bill requires the Texas Department of Insurance to come up with one standard pre-authorization form that will be accepted by all insurance companies and physicians. Ophthalmologist Dr. Don Buckingham says the current system is a nightmare.
We're drowning in paperwork and trying to get the right forms and trying to get the right process accomplished for our patients seems nearly impossible.
It's also expensive. Her office spends an estimated $8,000 a year wrestling with insurance companies over pre-authorization for needed treatments. WTAW News Time is 6:13 at 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-775. Two-way. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. There will be a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. Some could be heavy. Temperatures middle to maybe upper 90s. Then tonight, chance of a shower this evening. Otherwise, some clouds and mid-70s overnight. Partial sunshine during the day on Thursday. Again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature mid-90s. Occasional clouds around during Thursday night. Slight chance of a shower, low to mid-70s. It dries out Friday, becoming mostly sunny and up near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Bombers go to the sudden death rubber match. Three-game series. They got to play all three tonight, 7:05. We'll get you caught up there. Aggie football coach Larry Hagan, he's the linebackers coach, visited with him with the press conference yesterday. And Dez Bryant's not happy with Johnny Manziel, or is he not happy with the NCAA? All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Well, and we care what Dez Bryant thinks after all. Well, or not. Nonetheless.
Well, he's a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, so.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I know. He's played for...
not that you would care.
No, played for Oklahoma State, if I'm not mistaken.
I think, right? Yeah, and it was a Heisman Trophy candidate in 09.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. Yeah, one of those. So now, the weather forecast that we had there a moment ago, I thought was interesting where he said, drying out. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I giggled at that.
Drying out. Yeah.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. There will be a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. Some could be heavy. Temperatures middle to maybe upper 90s. Right. Then tonight, chance of a shower this evening. Otherwise, some clouds and mid-70s overnight.
Yeah.
Partial sunshine during the day on Thursday. Again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature mid-90s.
Right.
Occasional clouds around during Thursday night. Slight chance of a shower, low to mid-70s.
Sure.
It dries out Friday.
No, actually, Gary, it's been drying out for the last few weeks. That's drying out is basically what we've done this summer.
Yes. Okay?
Well, so. We've gotten more rain than usual. It's been a lot more rainy than last summer. You know?
No, I don't know. No, not
it
in
has
my house.
Been. It's
not,
well.
It's in my house, which is all that matters. And,
okay. Actually, fair enough. Yeah, I'll give you that,
it.
Scott.
We have a 40% chance of showers today, and actually the winds are going to come out of the northwest. It'll be semi-pleasant. It's going to start getting a little cooler out there, but today we do have a good chance, and I was watching the Houston television last night, and I think they've got a 60% chance of rain today. So, I mean, there is some moisture out there, so we'll kind of keep our fingers crossed.
And I would say, too, I mean, a lot of people are complaining about how hot it is, but August is the hottest time of the year, and this is a lot better than other Augusts I remember. Like, we haven't hit 113 yet.
No, that's
to be fair, Kat, Scott's had a lot more August than both of us.
Yeah. But, well, he was around back in the day when everything was a lot cooler.
That's exactly right, yeah, because before we had all this stinking asphalt.
Back when it
everything.
Snowed in Bryan College Station.
Yeah, well, I've seen a few of those. Not many, but a few. That's it. All right, so anyhow, Joseph Leisner owns the comic shop Comic Book Havens in Queens, New York, and he's decided that he's going to give up the store. He's been doing this for 26 years. And he's 80 years old.
Wow.
So it's, you know, he had probably
started late in life.
Had another career before that.
Yeah.
Comic book business, he said, is not a healthy business anymore.
Why is that?
Well, he's not against it. Here's the reason. He said, I want to retire now while I'm walking and talking and driving so I can run after women.
Oh, my gosh. Hope he has a 401k.
He's an 80-year-old widower, and he says he's might also chase his acting dream in addition.
I love it.
Well, they do need, you know, people to play grandpas and stuff.
I want to hang with this guy for a little bit.
But, I mean, here's the deal. How did he get the publicity to do this? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he must know
news day in New York.
I guess so. Know somebody in the business, and he could have said that to enough people that they finally got to somebody in the media, some, you know, newspaper pond scum or something.
Come
said,
on. Hey, there's enough comic book geeks in the media. Somebody goes in there all the time. He says he's hanging them up. They went, oh, hey, I got a human interest story.
Yeah, cool. We're going to chase Skirt. Oh, at 80. Good luck with that. Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Make sure.
If he is going to chase Skirts, he better have a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was going to say something about people who hang out in comic book stores, but that'd be painting with a broad brush. We never do that here.
Not on this show.
No. Good morning meeting.
We're going to have a great time today. The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the Beer and Wine Garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair. Bring the whole family. Tickets online, brazosvalleyfair.com or 979-821-1450.
It's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with the 14th of August. It's Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Oh, that's cool.
I have so much respect for them.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it is. It's just, and I don't know who birthed the idea, but it was just brilliant. I mean, just brilliant, the idea to have them use their native language, which obviously the enemy didn't know anything about, to be able to transmit information. And also, yeah.
And it's a beautiful language. I spent time on the Navajo Reservation, and I could speak a little bit at one point. I don't remember any now.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool language.
Where have you not been?
Oh,
oh wow. Okay. I've never been to California.
Holy cow.
You've never been to California? Mm-hmm. You know, and I have dealt with Indians before. You know, all I had to do was say, hit me.
Americans or Indians?
Yeah, hit me.
Wow, Scott.
Thank you. All
Scott.
Right, anyway, it's Creamsicle Day also. And really kind of on a more serious note, it's also VJ Day, so Victory in Japan.
Oh, very cool.
All right, so for birthdays we got...
Tim Tebow is 26 years old.
There you are.
Oh.
Mila Kunis is 30 today. Christopher Gorham is 39. Catherine Bell is 45 from JAG. Jennifer Flavin is 45. That's Sylvester Stallone's much younger wife.
Uh-huh.
Halle Berry's 47. Susan Olsen, Cindy on the Brady Bunch, is 52. Sarah Brightman is 53.
Ching Sing, pretty good.
I did not know this. Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote the part in Phantom for her.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Marcia Gay Hart is 54. Irvin Magic Johnson, 54. Rusty Wallace drove the new number two Miller Lite car for years, is 57. Danielle Steele, she wrote a few books.
A few.
66.
We'll talk about authors today, too. Richest authors out there.
Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch, Antonio Fargas.
And little else.
Pretty much, is 67. Susan St. James is 67.
Oh, my.
Dave Crosby, 72. Mm-hmm. Lynn Cheney, 72. And I had no idea. I'd heard of Seals and Croft for years. I didn't know the guy's name was Dash.
Dash, oh, yeah. Played here. They've been here. Yeah.
And finally, Steve Martin is 68, which means two more years he'll start looking the age that he actually is.
He's such a cool guy.
From Waco, Texas.
Really?
Yeah, he's born in Waco.
Yep.
And David Crosby, who's, you know, pretty talented. Remember David Crosby did time in Huntsville?
You know did that? He really?
Yes, he did. Part of his prison term was in Huntsville. Yep.
So I'll be darned.
I don't think they have a celebrity wall, you know, at the walls.
I would guess there are probably a few there, though.
Yeah. Oh, sure. That's probably true. All right. He's 72. It's 6:22.
According to the internet, not everyone loves what they drive. And at the Honda Summer Clearance event, we want to fix that. Take Twitter user @Janae_Boyles, who tweeted, "I hate my car with a passion. #untrustworthy. Janae, that's no good. But Honda is America's most trusted brand according to KBB.com. And right now we've got great deals. Come check out the Accord. It comes standard with a rear view camera. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns, falling into cactuses, and broccoli. Especially you, broccoli.
Want a new car? Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
See your Central Texas Honda dealers online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so my friend Jamie Dupree reports that various arms of the executive branch are still handing out billions of your dollars in grants every year. The latest example came as the Inspector General's office at the Department of Justice issued another review of how grant money was spent for mentoring programs in Philly known as People for People. Now, People for People were given two grants worth almost $980,000 to do mentoring programs for children of parents who are currently in prison. The only problem is, instead of mentoring 1,100 children as planned, the total was closer to 300. In cities all over America, 45 million in breaks have been issued for similar mentoring programs. Your money, your tax dollars.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you go to a big box store, you're going to get the same kid that sells lumber and ladders and drills advising you on your blind shade shutters and drapes. Now, can you say, save your receipt? Now, my wife and I, we love Blinds.com. They have over 100 design experts that will serve you for free. Now, hurry and you save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. You get free color samples, free shipping, and a chance to win $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name, Blinds.com.
Hey, I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several $1,000 a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Trying to save the deal. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Executives of American Airlines and U.S. Airways remain committed to their merger agreement and say they will pursue all legal options to get the deal done. The Justice Department announced it is suing to block the merger because it could hurt competition. At the least, an antitrust trial will mean the merger cannot be completed in the third quarter. The lawsuit also throws American Airlines' plan to emerge from bankruptcy into disarray. Toys R Us is mapping out an ambitious global growth plan. The retailer plans to open more than 100 Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or combined locations in 21 countries. Much of the expansion will be focused on China. The company also plans to open 19 new stores or outlet locations in the U.S. Another Fed official, James Bullard of St. Louis, will be speaking today. Atlanta Fed President Dennis Lockhart gave stocks a boost yesterday. He said the central bank is not likely to commit to a full phase-out of bond buying. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard.
Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 628 Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268 Roof. Here's your weather. 40% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Cloudy skies a little bit today. High temperature only 94. That'll be a nice little break. Heat index, though, will still be up over 100. Winds out of the southwest, but they'll shift around to the northwest this afternoon. And again, a 40% chance of showers. So keeping your fingers crossed. 20% chance of showers tonight and on Thursday as well. High tomorrow, only about 95. And then probably right around 95 or so for the balance of the week. And we do have a chance of showers on Friday and Saturday as well, 20%. So, again, may pop up around here. Right now the winds are out of the southwest at 5. Relative humidity is 82%. And we're looking at 79 degrees out there. Okay, let's see. Let's go here. That's not it. Okay. All right, let's move to here. How's that?
In order to succeed at anything, you have to risk the possibility of failure. And that risk stops a lot of people from trying. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, accounts in collection, and or medical bills, you've probably thought about calling one of those companies that promises to get you out of debt. But can you trust them? Can they really help you? At Family Financial, a nonprofit organization, for over 18 years, we have helped thousands of people regain control of their credit card debt. And listen to this. Our number one source of new clients is referrals from our existing clients. Why? Because our clients are already receiving the benefits and they know their friends and family can trust our services. If you believe it's time for you to regain control of your debt too, call Family Financial at 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. We'll establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, and stop those annoying collection calls. Why delay any longer? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173.
One thing that often stops us from trying or achieving our goals is fear, a particular type of fear.
This comes to our fear of failure. All of us, as human beings, we all fear failure.
Bill Jensen, author of the book, Disrupt.
And yet in today's environment that's being so disruptive, we need to get over that fear that, you know, somebody's not going to, you know, think I did a good job. And what we need to do is put our best efforts out there before we think they're perfect and be willing to have some thick skin, get some negative feedback, but make improvement. We need to fail more often.
And Bill recommends we actually practice failing.
What I ask people to do is assign themselves a failure project, something that you're more willing to take a slight risk on. Speak up when it's not normal. Go do something that you would normally need permission with without permission and see what happens. Find ways to take more risks.
Generally speaking, people do not judge others harshly for failing or making an honest mistake. We just think they will.
Overall, that fear of failure is self-imposed. We need to get over that and be more willing to say, okay, I screwed up. I skinned my knees. Let's get up and start again. Let's do better. And it's more internal change.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Everyone working for the 19 A&M universities and agencies can rest easier knowing their budgets have been approved for the new fiscal year that starts September 1st.
During a conference call yesterday, the Board of Regents unanimously adopted original recommendations made last Thursday, without holding back 5% for the chancellor to use at his discretion. Regent veteran Morris Foster of Austin, who made the last-minute suggestion, was thanked by Charles Swartz of Houston, a first-year member who made a strong challenge last week.
Whenever a budget is examined, it leads to increased transparency, better process, and ultimately better governance by the board.
Regents also called for a debt management plan to be a part of the fiscal year 2015 budget. Meantime, if you go to the Texas Wesleyan University Law School website, it's been taken over by A&M. System Chancellor John Sharp credited President Bowen Lofton for a final agreement where A&M owns the campus instead of a 40-year lease and putting A&M in the name instead of Texas Wesleyan.
And just for good measure, we threw in to see if Bowen could add to it. He got a new roof, a new $450,000 roof on Saturday night. Finally wore the guy down and got a new roof.
These sales closed after the American Bar Association gave its blessing. A&M officials will make the formal announcement in Fort Worth Thursday morning. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
100 blue balloons soared into the sky yesterday morning as part of a memorial in honor of fallen Constable Brian Bachman. Sheriff Chris Kirk called it the first anniversary of Bachman's life in heaven and explained that blue represents the color of his service uniform.
The balloon itself encapsulates the grief that we feel, the sense of loss that we have, and all the regrets of things unsaid and undone. It's the things that we all need to let go of. So when you release that balloon, release all the things that it represents. Remember the life of Brian Bachman, and remember where he is and who he's with.
Constable Jeff Reeves, who was a deputy under Bachman, called the gathering a testament to Bachman and said that although his death was truly a tragedy, Bachman would want others to move forward with lessons learned from his life.
We can emulate anybody in this world and try to be like someone. It's Brian Bachman. What a great person he was. And you always hear people say that about people that do good things and they die or whatever. Brian truly was that person.
Kirk also presented Bachman's parents with the Medal of Honor that law enforcement received from President Obama in May. The College Station City Council and School Board will continue talking about a new indoor aquatic center, but a proposal won't come in time for voters to consider this November. Superintendent Eddie Colson says he doesn't expect to recommend it at next week's board meeting. President Valerie Yokin told the council about the months of work that went into what's expected to be an $83 million request covering higher priorities.
Utilizing our PTOs and members of all of the various campuses to give us input. And we also have people on our long-range planning committee that are from the community so that we're making sure that we are calibrated to what's going on in College Station.
One-third of a community committee gave a noon auditorium the highest rating, while two-thirds gave it the lowest, placing it towards the bottom of the overall list. Make your lunch plans today for the 20th annual Brazos Valley Food Bank Feast of Caring. Director Teresa Mangapora says donations go towards operational expenses.
On a given year, the Brazos Valley Food Bank is distributing about 4 million pounds of food.
We feel like that is actually underserving the need. We're going to try this fiscal year to be more like 5 million, and we're also trying to increase the percentage of the food that we distribute that's fresh produce, because we want to give people healthy foods. That's what everybody wants in their lives. So we're going to try to have 30% of that 4 to 5 million pounds of food be produce.
Community leaders will be serving today from 11 until 1:30 at the Brazos Center. And the former controller of a famed North Texas fruitcake bakery has been arrested and charged with embezzling almost $17 million from the bakery. An arrest affidavit says Sandy Jenkins managed a scheme to defraud the Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana by writing almost 900 fraudulent checks. Bakery managers detected the activity. WTAW News Time is 6:39 at 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit audiblehearing.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well, but there are also a lot of people that love great styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Hello, it's Toyota's nationwide clearance event. I'm Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I've got a problem. With all the great deals you've got, I'm having a hard time deciding which car to go with.
Well, it's a
On one hand, I love the Camry. Reliable, great looking. I could totally see myself driving it for years.
Have you thought about going...
On the other hand, I keep thinking about the money I'll save in gas with the Corolla.
What I can do is
But then there's this side of me that wants a tough and rugged truck like a Tundra.
Did you know all the trucks...
I should just go with my gut, right? My first instinct. Follow my heart. Great. Thanks, Jan. You've been a really big help.
Anytime.
Toyota's once-a-year nationwide clearance event is on now. It's the perfect chance to get an amazing deal on your favorite Toyotas. From the fuel-efficient Corolla, to the dependable Tundra, to the stylish Camry. But the incredible savings won't last long. Hurry to Toyota's nationwide clearance event and get your Toyota today before they're gone. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/3/13.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. There will be a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. Some could be heavy. Temperatures middle to maybe upper 90s. Then tonight, chance of a shower this evening. Otherwise, some clouds and mid-70s overnight. Partial sunshine during the day on Thursday. Again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature mid-90s. Periods of clouds, low to mid-70s at night. And becoming less humid on Friday. Mostly sunny, mid-90s. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Been real encouraged with the three guys that came in June, Jordan Master, Giovanni, Darren Claiborne, and Sean Washington.
That's Aggie linebackers coach. Sorry about that. Larry Hagan. Hagan is
pretty pleased, as you can hear, with the linebackers, which is kind of a question mark. We'll fill you in on practice number 8 for Aggie football. The Bombers are going to a sudden-death third game in the TCL Championship, and a whole lot more with baseball. We had the Rangers and Astros both in action last night as well. All that and more coming up with sports in about 10 minutes.
Are you one of those people who, when you go on vacation, you decide to leave your diet at home? You don't hit the workout room at the hotel where you're staying? Well, sometimes that just means going to the ice machine. but do you, you know, do you try to stick to your diet that you normally eat when you're out on the road? Yesterday, the president chowed down while he was on vacation. It's a good thing the Michelle wasn't there.
Yes, sir. I
tell you what, because he went to Nancy's in Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts, I guess.
He had fried food with his fried food.
He did. He had fried oysters and fried shrimp and onion rings and french fries.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that stuff. It's not even, you know, kind of weird fried stuff like Twinkies and pickles and things. You know?
Oh my.
I wouldn't judge I wouldn't judge him for eating that stuff. That's good stuff.
But see,
Was he dipping it in butter?
I don't know. I'm just thinking Michelle's going to. But, you know, he could afford to put on a pound. It's all right. Not a big deal.
Does she regiment his eating
habits?
Oh,
she regiments everything. Well, no, she's always talking about, though, how we need to eat healthy. And this president not setting the good example, shall we say.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so. I never thought about the president as an example of how to eat. I mean, don't people just. The president's not that incorporated into our lives, you know?
No, excuse me, Kat. That was the truth before Barack Obama became our president. See, everything is Barack Obama. And the sooner you learn that, the better. Just saying.
I'm going to go buy a copy of 1984.
He's the leader of the free world, don't you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't judge a man for eating fried shrimp.
Well, I understand. It's just, but he's supposed to be an example of exactly how we should live our lives because he's smarter than all of us put together. About half the people who now buy their own health insurance and potentially would face higher premiums next year under the president's health care plan would qualify for federal tax credits to offset that rate shock, according to a new private study. Many other people, however, earn too much money to be eligible for said help, and they would end up paying more. That's right. Yesterday, the Kaiser Family Foundation released a report that tries to answer one of the biggest remaining questions out there about exactly what's going to happen with Obama's law on American families. Will consumers kind of do an owie when they see what the new plans are going to cost? What will the premiums be? The study found that 48% of families currently buying their own coverage would be eligible for tax credits. 48% would next year. That would average about $5,500 per family, but there'll be others who will not be able to. And a former U.S. attorney, he's a Republican. His name is Joe DiGenova, and he's been a critic of the president for a long time. And he said that there's going to be some problems that are going to be coming up that have to do it. Remember Benghazi? Do you remember Benghazi?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. What does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you remember that was that during the president's birthday weekend, they shut down a bunch of embassies. Remember that? Remember that going on? Okay. Well, he says it's because there were stolen surface-to-air missiles.
Yeah, like 400 of them or something ridiculous.
He told Mornings on the Mall, that's a radio show up in Baltimore, they have learned that one of the reasons the administration is so deeply concerned is that those 400 surface-to-air missiles were stolen, and they could be in the hands of a lot of people.
How are we doing such dumb stuff?
Well,
I mean, how is it possible, statistically?
First of all, we've been doing dumb stuff for a long time. Talk to anybody who was over in Afghanistan and tell me how many Suburbans they lost. Now, of course, a Suburban's not nearly as dangerous as a service
there.
Yeah,
you can't blow people up with a Suburban.
But for them, it's just a piece of hardware. It's part of the inventory. Can't keep up with it. Anyway, 400 surface-to-air missiles taken from Libya. That'd be 400 missiles. Just want to let you know.
I heard one of the commentators talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you don't have to shoot those just at the planes. They'd shoot them at the embassy.
Yeah, they can. They can shoot them at a lot of things. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Marco Rubio says, I'm trying to put together some sort of an immigration reform bill here, but truth be told, let's all understand that the president could pretty much bypass Congress if he wants to. He said, I've been saying now for over a year, I believe that this president is tempted, will be tempted, if nothing happens in Congress, he'll be tempted to issue an executive order.
Which he's done a lot of.
He has. Dream Act kids, you know, did that a year ago, where he basically legalizes 11 million people with the stroke of a pen. Man.
Do you think he'll do it?
Yeah, I do.
Do
yeah,
you?
You bet I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what he'll do for his party, because those immigrants will not vote Republican.
Oh, will that be one of the last day things, like when the Clinton signed 67,000 pardons for everybody that's ever been in prison?
Oh, by the way, one last thing before I leave.
Yeah.
Just to leave that there. Yeah, that ends up, wouldn't that be interesting? That ends up being his legacy. You know, now, and understand that President Reagan did the same thing. President Reagan did amnesty, okay, for people who were here. But this is a little bit more widespread than that. Anyhow, yeah, I think that's what Rubio is trying to say, is we're trying to control this, trying to make some valves in here to make this thing flow a different way. So stick with me on that. I don't know that people necessarily will, but he's just reminding you, hey, that's one of the things that the president could do out there when it's all said and done. All right, 6:48.
Back of your mind for a while now, all of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could probably make a very serviceable landscape using nothing more than trees, shrubs, flowers, and turf grass. Somehow, however, you'd be missing the real point of it all. Landscapes are pictures you paint, and the plants are just one color of paint. I'll be back with details of art forms in the landscape right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. The real finishing touches of any fine landscape will come from the decorative touches you put into it. Those are parts of you. They're your hand at work, making your world a more beautiful place. Let's look at those art forms. Let's make a list of some of your options. First and most prominent non-living part of any landscape would be the hard surfaces. Whether it's sidewalks and patios or fences and walls, those are the backbone of the entire design. They function with the major shade trees, large shrubs, and turf grass to define what it is you're trying to achieve. You really need to consider your choices carefully, not only because of their impact, but also because of their expense and permanence. For example, would it be worth the extra money to redo an ugly old concrete patio with brick or concrete pavers or flagstone? Would you prefer a handsome wrought iron fence to rustic red cedar? If you would, Would you be willing to pay that difference? Is the look worth the difference? Don't find yourself hating a decision years down the road just because you didn't spend the extra cash up front or the extra time in planning. Pots are another major form of garden art, especially the large architectural pots that we find in nurseries and garden centers today. There are beautiful pots out there, and each can make its own particular statement in your garden. Fountains and water gardens are another great way to add architectural interest to your plantings. There's something especially soothing about the sound of rushing water, especially when it's 100 degrees or warmer outside. However, to look their best in your landscape, these watercourses need to look natural, like they belong to their surroundings. Plan carefully. Keep things as simple as possible. Maybe use one of those beautiful glazed decorative pots, the great big urns, and you make a recycling water feature out of that. Sundials are the perfect form of garden art, at least at my home. They have style, they have function, there are dozens of wonderful designs, but choose one with grace and beauty, one that can age with your gardens. I collect sundials. I have about 15 or 20. I live in a shade forest, and I have sundials. Go figure. I love sundials in the landscape. You may also encounter other antique art pieces, sections of old garden fences. Even gates can be the perfect backdrop to a small patio garden. You'll find wrought iron fencing that dates back 100 years or longer. England has always been a source of richly wonderful antiques, and I have English chimney pots. You even find reproduction chimney pots now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look them up online. They're beautiful in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick the right plant food in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. The Brazos Valley Bombers got shut down by the Victoria Generals 7-0, so the third and final winner take-all game of the TCL Championship is tonight at the ballpark in Bryan. First pitch is at 7:05 with all the action on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Yesterday was day 8 for Aggie football, and the coach du jour was Larry Hagan. Coach Hagan is the linebacker's coach, which has been a quick question mark going into this season.
I've been real encouraged with the three guys that came in June, Jordan Master, Giovanni, Darren Claiborne, and Sean Washington. Those guys have really jumped out, and it's just a matter of putting all those pieces together. And like I say, it's a puzzle right now, but encouraged, like I say, with the older guys, and we just got to keep bringing it every day.
And speaking of the older guys, veteran senior linebacker Stephen Jenkins also commented on the youth movement.
I say Tommy Sanders and Donnie Backs, you know, they stepped up a lot, you know, and, you know, we got Darian Claiborne, and we got a lot of guys stepping up on the young guys on standpoint.
Aggie football team will go twice again today. From ESPN.com, the NCAA's investigation of Johnny Manziel brings up bad memories and bitter feelings for Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant, who was suspended for the final 10 games of his college career. Bryant has mixed emotions while he closely monitors coverage of the Manziel situation after allegations that he violated NCAA rules by being paid to sign autographs. While Bryant wants to watch Manziel play this season, he said the NCAA's hypocrisy would bother him if the reigning Heisman Trophy winner isn't suspended. Bryant, who was a Heisman candidate in 2009 before being suspended for lying to the NCAA investigators about a lunch with former NFL star Deion Sanders that did not violate any NCAA rules. Quote, "I don't want him to get suspended. I would be more mad at the NCAA for how they do things. I just feel like it's not fair," end quote. The 12th-ranked Texas A&M soccer team will play UC Irvine in its first exhibition match of the season. The game is tonight at 9 o'clock at the Anteater Stadium in Irvine. The teams met in the regular season last year with the Aggies winning their season opener 2-1. Aggies returned 7 starters with 7 new additions, and they're picked to win the SEC Western Division and overall SEC crown in the league's preseason coaches poll. After entering the day at 4 over par at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, A&M golfer Jade Scott finished the second round of the 113th U.S. Amateur Championship with a chance to advance to match play. Scott carded 5 birdies on his final 9 holes, and this morning Scott, along with 17 other golfers, tied at 4 over, will tee off in a sudden-death playoff to determine which 15 golfers advance to match play. ESPN, and along with the Big 12 and SEC networks, announced the television network designations and start times for the 2013 Big 12 SEC Challenge in front of a national television audience. And to find the entire schedule, you can go to the website, WTAW.com. In Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Rangers 5-1 last night to end the Rangers' 8-game winning streak.
Scooter Gennett sends another one to right and deep. get up, get up, get out of here and gone for Scooter Jeanette.
That made two for Jeanette on the day, and the Ranger skipper Ron Washington wasn't terribly happy with it.
The issue tonight, you know, got him twice. And then Davis got one. But, I mean, he got into the seventh inning with 70-something pitches. So it's improvement. Now we just got to keep that long ball from happening.
The Texas Rangers experiment to revive Manny Ramirez's career is over. The Rangers released the 41-year-old from his AAA contract with the Round Rock Express yesterday so he can explore other options. Ramirez played in 30 games for the Express, batting .259. With three dingers and 13 RBIs.
Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Young strikes out, and that's the ball game. The Astros end their losing streak at 6 games and take game one from Oakland by a final of 5-4.
Juan Castro singled in the fifth to extend his hitting streak to a career-high 11 games, scored a run, and added a sac fly for Houston, and that win by Houston actually helps the Astros in the AL West. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit